That's got to be awesome. That is got to be awesome. And that lighting. And I once thought of putting one of them old style generators on the bike just to make sure everything's topped off. I haven't gotten to that one. You know that one, you turn it on and you barely go 10 feet with the load. Hi.
Yeah, I remember those. And it had a little rubber thing on top of there, you know, that you would wear out, but it's better than wearing out your tire with that metal wheel on top of the generator.
There was a company out in Illinois that had a real nice unit, and I missed out when the company folded because when COVID, everything hit with COVID, that actually did something to their sales. It was, if I was quicker, I would have bought one on clearance. Wasn't going to pay full price, right? But there were certain efficiencies on that if their specs were correct, you know, it was accurate, I'm like, ooh, I could have some fun with that, and then let's see what extra ham gear could go on board.
Well, sooner or later you're going to get to a weight issue where the bike is too heavy if you keep putting stuff on it.
Well, I'm already weighing this bike down more than I need to, just in general, for my workouts. Now, for the long distance stuff, then it makes sense, you know, but, I mean, the tools I got, 4 big water bottles for like standard equipment, you know, I put some weight on this bike, you know, and like for tonight, I got 3-pound wrist weights on my wrist. There's a reason for it, and it's part of an exercise to help with hand numbness. The form of those gloves, if you want to call them that, the way they fit, they force your wrist to be a certain way, and it's a whole different gymnastics. It's something that this neurologist I'm seeing, professionally that is, she goes, give that a try. And the only thing I found on the shelf, because I just wanted to get a pair, I got these 3-pounders. So, I guess this is what you call my workout weight.
It sounds like it. Wow.